program we we have a presentation. At the end we have the report, and then at the end we have the talk, and then we have the talk. And we have people for the presentation. Can you get me a cup this time? The problem that we have followed, we have this lot to hold the SAP in the app and to try to make the communication. And then we shall be able to engage in questions and try to help us all. Yeah, at this stage we will hand over to the SAP.
Thank you, Chair and Honorable Member. I'm General Kitima Kanduna, and next to me I have General Solimulo, and then across there we have General Matondo. Dr. Lituaba, Chief Director, is behind me. Next to him is Lieutenant Colonel Kanduna. We have General Matangu, and then General Kuntin Teita. We are here, first of all, I should apologize for the minister. He has a Council on Defense meeting, and Fellowship for Defense is attending that Council on Defense. I want to apologize for him too. So Angwenya is still on checklist, he cannot be here. So I'm asked to lead this delegation to make this relation to you. As far as I understand it, these are issues which were raised by the Honorable Member. In the past, we have a sequence that will follow if you agree, and then Matondo will go first. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Secretary and members of the committee. As for the purpose of this presentation, the presentation itself will be divided into three parts. The first part that I will be presenting is on the demographic composition of the Department of Defense and the NSF pension presentation. And then General Matangu will then follow me and present on the administration of the military veteran affairs. And lastly, General Painter will then present on this. And before we start, I would like to propose that after each section of the presentation, that we pause for a question and answer session before we proceed to the okay. If I may start then, first we start just by listing the issues that were raised by the committee. The purpose being just to confirm the issues that the presentation is addressing, but also to indicate those issues that fall outside the area of our work. And, for example, I just indicate that in terms of the question on the step on personnel receiving special pension and NSF pension, as a department, I want to point out that we don't keep any steps on the special pension. Those steps are kept by the special pension section debt. And also in terms of NFS pension steps, we rely on the treasury for those steps. And the steps that we'll be using then in the presentation will be a step that the later step that were provided by the treasury. If I have to proceed then, the aim of the presentation itself then is to brief the committee on the demographic composition of the GOP, the NSF pension project, the administration of military veterans affairs, and the service corps. We then commence with the demographic composition of the GOP. The focus there will be on the race and gender. We start by looking at the SAADF rank distribution as at 1 April 2007. And if I to orientate members on the slide there, the red line there demarcates or divides the slide into two, with the portion on the right indicating the 24%. And on the right, the 76%. And we're using there the guideline that is given by the Defense Review, where 76% of the members of the department are to be black and 24% white. And then in terms of the black, the Africans being 65%, the Kanaks 10%, and the Indians 1%. And then we can then see from this slide that in terms of the officer rank, that is from second lieutenant right up to the general, the whites are actually over represented from the rank of captain and right up to a major general to some extent, but there's nearly parity there. And in the warrant officer and non-commissioned officer rank, then we can see the over-representation starting from self-sergeant right up to warrant officer class one. And of course, the lower rank and also the black are over-represented. In terms of the gender distribution, at the macro level, the current status is that 81% of the SAADF is composed of male and 19% of female. But it's important to note that at the entry level, the women there are over-represented with the intention of actually correcting the balance as we go up the ranks. Next, we trace the ratio distribution from 1994 right through to the current year, April 2007. And we can see that starting from 1994, the year of integration, the whites made up 45.7% of the members of the department. And that figure then decreased to 33.1% in 1996. We stand now as of April, the figure is down to 19%. So also in terms of, if we look then at Indians, in 1994 we started with the figure of 1%. In 1996, that was slightly down to 0.9%, and as we stand now, the figure stands at 1%. With respect to the colors, also in 1994 when we started, the figure stood at 15.7%. And in 1996, it then went down to 11.9%, and as we stand, Nasiba has actually increased into 13%. With the applicants as well, that if you look at that, we started in 1994 with 37.5%, increased to 54.1% in 1996, and as of 1 April 2007, the figure is still at 67%. And the total number of members of the department currently stands at 77,525. And the recommended figure according to the Defense Review Guidelines should be 70%. Looking at the gender distribution again, we can see that when we started in 1994, males contributed 80.2%. And that figure increased a bit to 82.3% in 1996, and it has now gone down to 76%. And with the female as well, then it started at 19.8%, decreased a bit in 1996 to 17.7%, and as we said, now it was 24%. Next, we look at the race and rank distribution services, that is the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Defense. And we can see that in the services themselves, race composition, the testing really follows that of the SAG, with the white over-represented in the warrant officer and the senior non-commissioned officer rank, and also in the officer. And in terms of the Army, then the females, they constitute 13% and the male 87%. But also, as I indicated earlier, the entry level, you can see, indicates that taking in more females to try and rest them. That's the picture as well with respect to the airport. Also the Air Force gender distribution, 15% female and 84% male. The South African Navy, the picture is nearly the same as the results. And you can see that checking as well showing as well. And also in terms of gender distribution, macro gender is 82% if you are male and 18% if you are female. With the SAMS, South African Military Health Services, you can see there was a nice improvement in terms of the staff spending ranks where now the legs are beginning to terminate. So the challenge really is from the warrant officer rank and the officer rank. And of course, SAMS is one service where the females are somehow overrepresented to where the 52% from the male is 38%. I would also look at the race level of the public service personnel of the department, and you can see there the lower levels, salary levels 1 to 5, that's where the checks dominate. But starting from salary level 6 right up to 15, and you can see over representation. In terms of gender, with the public service personnel, the figure is better, 44% female and 26% rate. Next, we look at the attrition in the COG since 2000. And on that column, we indicated the reasons for which people left the department. And those range from contract expiry, those members who passed on, departmental transfer, discharges, that is administrative discharge, medical discharge, resignation, retirement, and the voluntary service package. And there we then look at the uniform, the members, and public service experts. You can see that it's the majority of the people with not actually the uniform personnel, this is what we did. And the total for the ballot here in 2007, the total then is 4,783. For 2001, the figure is 3,601. And for 2002, it's 3,617. For 2003, 74. The figures go up, but the grand total is 28,066. Next, we move on to the NSF pension dispensation. We left the department from the year 2000. After the establishment of the SANDF in 1994, the previous service of former statutory force members was recognized for pension efforts. This, in a way, created a disparity between former NSF or former non-statutory force members and the former statutory members in as far as the pension benefits are concerned. The fact being that the former non-statutory force members didn't have the opportunity to contribute to the pension fund.
I think the first part of your presentation was mostly which was the requirement. Now the questions I wanted to quickly get across were with respect to the other structures of the education, the community structure. I'm not sure what the community thinks that it comes from. And then also the structure of
just one question. Is there a time limit for the phasing out of transformation in which we appoint people by their colour?
you for the question. I'm not very sure how to handle the first one. I think on the slide, I was going to try to show the from the PNDF and from the Army to the FEM where we have this problem. But the commanding structure, if I were to explain, the PNDF has a command structure led by General Wayne, and that is where all the generals sit. Those commanding generals who are commanding the Army, the Air Force, Navy, and the division, they have a committee that deals with all the military command issues. But those who sit there, when they go back, like chief of the Army, he has his own command structure. The high individuals who sit there, the commanders of the formation, and also the chief directors who prepare forces and also support them. I don't know whether it would be prudent to flash the slide again to show the factors of it as it was shown by the Masoka to try and explain a little bit more. But if that would be there is the FANDF, and he explained that starting from the top, for instance, we have a full general, one full general, that's General Wayne. And then we have five lieutenant generals who are black, and then two who are white. Those who are white. I don't know whether the honorable members would like me to tell the name of those five generals: General Mutau, General Shoke, Admiral Mutimu, Ramla Khan, and Batan. Then the white one, Lieutenant General Patransa, who is the chief of corporate staff, and Lieutenant General Patriano, who is the current chief of the air. Those are the main members of the military command council. But they are co-opted members, but that is the cream of the military command council, the top structure of the FANDF. When we go to the services, we have, as I indicated, chief of the Army, who is the main person, is the commanding officer of learned what in this conversation, which they call AC, with his chief director corporate services, chief director post preparation, chief director corporate services is the major general in that partner, and then post preparation is major general Mugwele. The third one is the army structures, major general Duman. They are formation commanders at another level, like major general Mandisa, also brigadier general North Mutwaleka. The other one is Marumu, and then Kandele is commanding the farm. Can we check through the second one? Are we going to continue to appoint people in terms of color instead of merit? On this one, honorable members, are actually guided by policies and legislation that at some stage there was a big problem in our country that the top structures, the commanding structures, were actually led by one group. And in line with the legislation and policies that we developed, we are still in a process to address those. I think honorable members saw that we still have a huge problem when it comes to mid management. I think not so much with the major general, but brigadier to the rank of a captain, we still have huge challenges. We need to continue to address that. We think it's a process. But when we finish with that, I think we'll be guided by the honorable minister on what we do. But as of now, we are still having some big challenges. We think we will continue with this. We are going to, specifically in terms of the identified middle management appointment, we have to be able to appoint using HANA instead of MEDI. And in many cases, members sometimes ask us whether the color, the people of color are competent or not competent. Most of these people are competent. It's not because we just have to appoint them according to their color and we do not empower them. We empower them and they help us to address that challenge. So, first answer, yes, we think we will proceed. It's still a process. We are not there. The third one, maybe I will ask Dr. Alibaba to respond to 50% male and 30% female.
Based on the last question, one lesson technically has been taken by Jerome Masonde, that if you look at entry level, the number of women that are being recruited to address this whole challenge are more. Obviously, there are a number of challenges in terms of the young girls that we recruit. So many choices. Is the defense attractive enough to draw most of them? Or is South Africa, the new South Africa, offering them a broader platform where we are competing with private industry in terms of addressing the quality that we need? Those are some of the things. And in terms of our strategy of acquisition, is how then we are trying to address to make defense a career of choice, an employer of choice. So those are the real challenges that we are competing. Some of them come in, they get skills, they're recruited at higher salary levels outside, and you know, the retention strategies and all those issues are issues that we're addressing.
Very much from the problem that we raised. Thank you.
The project is going to be the issue of the old members is for the 10 years.
when you think other issues
state of receiving and manifest here is the example that the woman is the government. And those are many things. So I think that I'm going to say the honorable that we need to do something because really the letter is clearly the need that I told you what to do out there. And here I'm not thinking about those people that are not working. I'm thinking about the destitute people who are not working at the end of the year.
Thank you. Thank you.
considering that he thinks that in the law of Ayman is being tested in representative and important text in Salah. But at the end of the year, there is too much change. Now we are saying one thing.
Thank you.
Gracias.
to listen in the listener. Now, in terms of those groups, because they spend the money, they come up with a student, they train the people, they must teach them the people. I think you may be careful to teach the students that are the monitoring and evaluating and the reporting of it should be done at the level of the last meeting that we had, we have.